In the name of Jesus. James and John. It's always James and John and never John and James. I know what that's like. I had an older brother, and whenever we were referred to, it was always Keith and Norman Nagel, and never, never Norman and Keith Nagel. Besides that, he was always better at everything. Get out of the way, I'll do it. You can't imagine how that blighted my tender little psyche to grow up in the shadow of such a brother. It was much more often my brother that I wanted to kill than my father. The advantage was that when something had been going on which ought not to have been going on, he got the first and bigger blame. You are older, Keith, you should know better, our parents would say, and I, innocently led astray, could not disagree with that. Now, that is not how it goes with Jesus. To him, James and John came with their plan, their career projection. They were in it together. They both want the same thing, or actually not quite the same thing. If they had been both wanting exactly the same thing, they might not perhaps have been so brotherly in cahoots. These two wanted the two things, and one for each, equal shares, as my parents were apt to say, to settle a dispute about the bigger slice, share and share alike. So, two seats, one on his right hand and one on his left, one for James, one for John, in his glory. Again, that is not how it goes with Jesus. He never gives any two of us the same. He has his only one like it way with each one of us. There isn't anybody else whom he loves in the same way he loves you. And he would draw James and John and you and me into rejoicing in that only one like it way. He would free them from doing things by sizes on each other. Who's bigger? Who comes first? James and John, or John and James? But since they are in the same family, we are the Zebedee boys, we are, they are agreed to see to it that if he's my brother, he should get a place at least as good as mine, or perhaps not better, but why not both of us better than the others? Not on your life, say the others, similarly far from the way of Jesus. His way is the opposite of all of the foregoing. That way is the opposite of the way he has as our Savior. So unimprisoned is he in who's first, who's bigger. He is so free of all that, that he does it by giving himself away. His life poured out, a ransom for many. Are you in for that, too? He asks them. And since it is he who is asking them and him whom they are answering, they say astonishingly, we are able. And with Jesus, if you are that far in, you are in for more than you could ever imagine. Jesus says it to them, but how much did they grasp? Or through all their days, were there not always days when they saw more fully what Jesus freed them into when he said, the cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. So don't be worrying about the two top spots. There will be two who come to that, not by chance or by the way you've been asking for it. Those who heard the gospel read in church knew how it turned out with those two. Same place, two places, not the same, not equal. One died cursing, the other heard Jesus say to him, "This day you will be with me in paradise." And what of James and John? They didn't get the two places they had asked for, that they hadn't asked for. They got places better than they could imagine, and not the same. Jesus doesn't answer our prayers giving us the same as somebody else. It's a risky business praying. You'll get more than you're asking for. The prayers in his name, the prayers he has promised to answer in his way, in his name. When Peter asked Jesus how it would be with John after Jesus had told Peter how it would go with him, does he get more or better? Jesus said, "You can leave John to me. I'll see to that too. You've been a great plunger in, following your impulses. When I have brought you to your end, your death will be a gift from me, a death which will glorify God." The same, and yet not the same, with St. James. James did come first by way of Herod Agrippa's sword. Now they join hands once more above, before the conqueror's throne. Thus God grants prayer, but in his love makes times and ways his own. Happy St. James's Day. We ponder the Jesus way with each one of us, the life of faith all the way, and always beyond our doing sizes prayers.
The Holy Gospel, Mark 10:35. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at James and John. Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are supposed to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." That is the gospel, our text. It shows in the way they talk about things. Who gets the top jobs? What things are desirable about the vicarage? Even people get talked about as things. Some refer to them as little more than statistics. The them are those not to be managed, manipulated, or put through various hoops, but those for whom Christ would be their servant, for whom he gave his life a ransom. He calls to his baptism, his cup, and his ransom. We are able, are we? We are here. We mean, with James and John, to stick with Jesus all the way, no matter what. He points to the ransom for us too. In all your thingifications, even for you. Our ransomer, our redeemer, we are his, held in the love that went through Calvary for us, and sent to love those with his love to whom he sends us. Crusty George, laughing Sally, and crippled Timothy, being there for them, we shall live and work in the happy freedom of not going to be served, but to serve for Jesus' sake. Amen.